This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to another day. And of course, today we are one day older than we were yesterday. And tomorrow we'll be one day older again. But some things will have happened between now and tomorrow morning. And what happens between now and then largely is influenced by our own responsiveness to God and God's activity in our lives. We are not made to live life on our own strength, on our own ability. If you've tried living life on your own for very long, you know that we tend to not do that great a job on our own. But that with God's help, our lives can really take on a new significance. I want to talk to you this week about this idea of getting older and what that means in our lives. I want to go today to a passage in Psalm 92, starting in verse 12. This is what the psalmist says. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Don't you love that verse, that expression? They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. Well, our culture is quite obsessed with aging, isn't it? Or rather, the opposite, obsessed with trying to stay young. And of course, regardless of what we do, unless death comes to us early for some reason, we will grow old, every one of us. And it is living when we get old that really makes our lives different. These people who are walking with God and seeing God active in their lives, they will still yield fruit in old age. They will be full of sap and very green. You know, as you grow older, you can grow stronger, not weaker. Of course, your body will grow weaker. You can't help that. But when it comes to your inner life, your soul, your spirit, certainly you have the option of growing weaker and older along with your body, or growing stronger and more fruitful, unlike your body. As one great saint once said, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today, so let us begin. Great words, aren't they? And we need to learn as we go through life to face each day with God at the center of it. Because it's this person, the righteous man, who's been planted in the house of the Lord, that flourishes in the courts of our God, that still yields fruit in old age, that's full of sap and very green. Have you ever met someone like that? Someone who their walk with God just sparkles in their eyes, even though there's lots of wrinkles around those eyes. There's a lot of wisdom in their life. And do you know, wisdom comes from experience, right? You can have a person who has a lot of good instincts who's younger, but wisdom, there's no shortcut to it. It just comes from someone who's old, someone who's experienced a lot. And if you combine the experience of life with a lifetime of walking with God, there's great power, there's great strength in that, there's fruitfulness, there's an impact on the younger people around you in life. I know you want to be that kind of person when you get older. And in order for that to be a reality when you get older, right now in your life, you need to live walking with God each day of your life. So take time with God each day, and as you do, make sure you're responding to Him, growing, saying yes, Lord, every day. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.